Why does this happen?
I just want to make sure. I saw a bunch of people saying you didn't click the button, so
yes,
I want to make sure.
I did, though. Like, I do the same thing every day, and then there's, like, I don't know what happened.
Right, right. I just, okay.
I really did click.
Because I kept seeing comments saying, click the damn button. And I'm like, what is going on? Yeah, sorry, guys. We're 2 minutes late because Mock doesn't know how to click buttons. I don't know what it is. It's an aging thing, you guys. It's her fingers and dexterity, and you know how it is.
I'm only supposed to have to click it once. This new clicking it twice thing is really freaking me out.
You know what it is? It's a clicking against conservatives discrimination thing. I think that's what's happening here.
Yes, I am clearly being targeted.
Right.
In some sort of way.
She's being we're being targeted as conservatives with the click nastiness or something. Are we good?
Then, because people missed our singing about your family being
right. That's right. They missed that whole rendition of Reunited. And it feels so good. Yeah, my whole family is reunited because last night my husband came into town to fetch his women. And we were like, it was so emotional at the airport. I was so excited to see my husband. Oh my God. I forgot how incredibly cute my husband is. So I'm so glad that we're back together. Yay. So anyways, I'm very, very happy, which is why I actually changed my name today.
Well, nobody can see it yet until I remove the MyPillow banner, which I will not do until I tell you the story about what happened to Mike Lindell.
Right. So let's talk about Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell was thrown out of the Republican Governors Association Spring Conference in Nashville earlier this week. Now, the headline on the article I read said that he had said in an earlier interview that day, this was Tuesday, that he was planning on confronting a couple of the Republican governors to question them about the 2020 election. Like, he was specifically going to go after the Georgia governor, Brian Kemp, and Doug Ducey of Arizona and be like, what's up? You guys didn't fight this hard enough. You know what I mean? Like, he was going to get all up in their grills. So in advance of that happening, he was blocked from getting into some sort of dinner that was part of the festivities at the Tennessee governor's mansion. So that's one of the stories, right? Is that he's saying he was invited. He had like credentials. He had all of the badges to show that he was like a legit invited guest. They're saying that the events are only for RGA members and he's not a member. So how he would have a credential and like knowledge of the order of the events and the agenda and all of that, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But regardless, he was thrown out.
Who do you believe? I mean, because I believe, I kind of believe the whole, they just don't want to be smacked down.
It makes me wonder, because like, why would he have all those credentials?
Right.
Of, like, be able to show a PDF of the events of the.
Right. And you know, he paid what they wanted him to pay. So, you know, they gladly. If he had to pay anything, would you know that these people, if you need to get into something like this, because we've been to like state dinners and stuff, they pay, you know, we didn't have to pay for this stuff because there's no way we would go to state dinners if we actually had to pay what you had to pay to sit at these tables, you know, but we would be invited to like these state dinners, which cost like, I don't know, $1,000 a plate or whatever to sit down at these things. So, you know, to get into this crap, you have to pay like an exorbitant amount of money. You know, he paid it and, you know, they gladly took the money. You know they did. I mean,
oh, that would be bad.
I'm just saying, you know, that if he had to pay something, you know, he was good for the money. It's not like he's not good for the money. And so he probably happily paid it. And I'm not saying that they didn't give it back to him if they did, but they probably happily lapped up that money. And then when they found out what he was going to do, they were probably like, oh, we can't have that.
Oh, my God.
So
apparently, like, he just hightailed it out of Nashville. That someone asked him if he was going to stay in town, and he was like, no, I'm not going to stay. And so that was just a really odd story to see yesterday, that he was kicked out of that. But that was the story, which is all the more reason that everybody should go and get themselves a MyPillow right now using code
CHICKS.
You can do that at 1-800-875-0513, or you can go to MyPillow.com and use code CHICKS to get discounts on so many things.
All the things.
So many things.
Yeah. I'm kind of sick and tired of you know, people treating him like he's some sort of, you know, weirdo. I'm really sick of that. Just because he wants to question things. That's all. Like, yeah. Since when did it become a weird thing, like a weird outcasty outlier thing to just question in the United States? Like, what is that? I'm so irritated about that. It's just the way that he was treated on the Jimmy Kimmel show. And
I know.
And all it just, yeah, just all like, he's just asking questions about the way that we do things in this country. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. There should be nothing wrong with us asking questions about the integrity of our election. That's it.
And I would think governors would welcome questions. Right. I mean, that seems like kind of a thing that they're supposed to be okay with. Thank you, Janaya's Vlogs. Thank you very much for the super sticker.
Thank you.
Also, we did get a really cute email from Jody and Jason Brazelton, who said, "Let me start by saying my husband and I both love you. You are very much like me, Jody, in your tell it like it is attitudes. Honestly, I think I relate a little more to Daisy, but we adore both of you." So on to MyPillow. We started with MyPillow pillows, fell in love. Next, we stepped up to the MyPillow pillow topper mattress cover, and our love grew deeper. We then ordered towels, and y'all were so right. These towels are amazing. So amazing that we're waiting for the ones that we ordered for our guest bathroom last week. Why do I tell you this? Well, next on the list of things to order are the sheets. I can hardly wait. I'm 100% convinced that I'll order these sheets and have to order them for our guest room too. You will.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
I also can't wait to order the slippers. We just got two new kitties and their little kitty fur is so soft. I can't wait to put my feet in a pair. I do wonder what Mike Lindell thinks about your message of kitty fur technology. Love both you ladies. Look forward to you every day. Keep doing what you do. Cordially, Jody and Jay.
Jody, that's so sweet. And then now she needs to buy some dogs and then get a dog bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
She needs to do that.
You may be wondering why the headline of this video says WTF Beetlejuice. I'm about to tell you. That is because Lori Lightfoot.
Beetlejuice.
Is that mean? Is that wrong?
No, it's not. It's not mean.
Say that.
She's a racist.
Well, that's true.
I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad at all calling her Beetlejuice.
Okay. All right.
She's a complete bigot.
Don't look like people. That's all there is to it.
Right.
Chicago's one of those cities where crime has exploded because everybody's like, F the police, defund them, they suck, whatever. So what happens when you do that in Democrat-run cities, because that's where that happens, is that crime explodes and gets even worse than it already was. And then mayors like Beetlejuice are like, you know what I should do right now is celebrate my 2-year anniversary by only talking to Black and brown journalists instead of actually focusing on the crime at hand. So now she has unveiled. Now, this is part of her sweeping pandemic relief package. Part of this package that she unveiled yesterday means or would allow for or stipulates that Chicago grocery and convenience stores would only be allowed to sell beer, wine and spirits. They would no longer be able to sell those things after 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
What the hell?
Is that's going to help? That's going to help what? Crime? That's going to help. What is it going to help? I'm not sure. What is her?
It's going to make more crime. People are going to be so pissed.
I'm surprised she didn't say you can't sell it except to Black and brown people.
Right.
You can sell it to them, just not the white people.
I'm surprised as well. Yeah.
Right. Because she's such a flaming bigot, that woman.
Isn't
unbelievable.
This insane? So yeah. In her rationale, she's thinking, well, it would mean that liquor stores would have no reason to be open into the wee dangerous hours of the night, of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe she's thinking that'll somehow keep criminals inside or at
okay.
home.
All right. But, you know, they can buy it earlier in the day.
And still be out and about.
And still be out.
I feel like criminals don't really pay attention to any curfews or you know what I mean? That's just not their jam.
No.
Anyway.
But, okay. But nice try. Nice try with that. Right. I mean, she's innovative, that one.
Innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Way to go, Beetlejuice. Way to go. It's kind of like that whole, remember when she, what was that, that whole campaign that she had with the guy on the horse and then she almost killed the horse? Remember?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes. The cowboy. The
cowboy.
It was the lockdown cowboy or like COVID cowboy.
The COVID cowboy. I think is what it was. It had something to do with COVID. And yeah, he was going down like the Dan Ryan Expressway on this horse, and the poor horse, she almost killed the horse.
She almost killed the horse. Yeah.
Freaking idiot she is. Yeah.
There was a town hall that was held by Hannity last night with Ron DeSantis, as well as some other Republican governors.
Love the way that Mom, she talks like a normal person. And then when she says Ron DeSantis, she's like, Ron DeSantis.
If I could,
can I just imitate you for a second? There was a town hall last night held by Sean Hannity with Ron DeSantis.
And some other people, whatever.
And just some other people. That's my impression of you.
Now, I will say that it was Kristi Noem who was like, I was like, damn, girl, she is so gorgeous.
Right?
Oh, my God.
She's ridiculous. I know. Her arms. Right. She needs to, like, come out with an arm work. She needs to just do, like, a 30-minute arm workout, like a video series. I would do it. I'd get off my ass and I'd start working out today, you know? I put the donuts down and start doing something with my life.
Oh my God, she looked amazing. And then, so it was Ducey was there, Kim Reynolds was there. Oh gosh, who was the other? It was like five or six Republican governors. And the whole point of it was just to have these governors say, listen to how great our states are doing.
Right.
Here's what we did. Here's why Democrats suck. Here's why Biden sucks. And it was very good. I mean, it was really, really good. Really mm-hmm. good.
Right.
So if you have a chance to catch up on that, you should try to do that.
That's pretty awesome. It's nice to see some positive. It's nice to see, hey, this is what's going well in the country. Mm-hmm. Look at us. We're doing it well. Maybe the blue states could take some notes and do it like us, even though they'll never do that. They'll never do it. And, you know, like, obviously the other networks will never take notice of that and never say, look, oh, that's something positive that's going on, you know, because they want to just, like, they want to capitalize on the world burning, right?
And they don't notice all the people leaving their states.
No.
And, like, hightailing it to red states.
Hello? No. And then and the people who leave the blue states and go to the, you know, like the Californians who are going to Texans, they want to turn Texas into California. Drives me freaking crazy. Stop doing that. It's like, stop it, Matthew McConaughey. We don't need you. We don't need you to run we don't need you to run Texas and turn it into California. I just don't understand that mentality at all. You know, they should be paying attention to what that town hall said, which is we're doing it right. So bugger off.
And here's what we didn't do in terms of lockdowns. And here are our results. Show us what you got, New York.
Exactly.
California, losers.
Yeah, they have.
Sorry to all the people that live there. It's nothing against you.
Right. It is nothing against you. But what they have is misery. Absolute misery. What they have is, it's just I mean, New York City is a. I mean, I look at Indianapolis. Indianapolis is a perfect case study for what happens when Democrats take over. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Miriam and I, Mock and I, we worked downtown together eight years ago, we started working downtown. We're not talking about 50 years ago, you guys. We're talking 7-8 years ago, the city was thriving, absolutely thriving under a Republican mayor. Okay. This is like we're talking about a local, kind of a localized government. And, you know, Mayor Ballard, who was the Republican mayor, he did such a tremendous job. I mean, he was just amazing. I was telling my 11-year-old daughter about this the other day. He was fantastic. And then you get this scumbag in there who's Hogsett, this mayor, who's a Democrat mayor. He's a complete loser. Comes in, literally destroys the city within what? Like a year and a half, the city started taking a spiral. You would not recognize it. It's one of the most dangerous cities in the country now, Indianapolis. I told my daughter the other day, because we've been living here for, you know, 6 weeks in this apartment. And I told her, I'm like, I would have loved to have, because we're real close to downtown. I said, I would have loved to have taken you to some of the cool places downtown. I can't take you. you know, 6 years ago, I could have taken you to all these neat places downtown. I said, I'm not going to take you down there. It's not safe. So I'm really sorry about that. We can't enjoy the city because of Mayor Hogsett and the Democrats. I explained that to her. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what happens when Democrats take over. They ruin it. They just ruin everything.
They destroy everything they touch, for real.
Right. Hey, it's the chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden, I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
First of all, I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. And, you know, nobody's talking about the border anymore, even though that is like, it still remains like this absolute epic crisis. I can't believe some of the videos that you see on Twitter where people are actually putting up videos of what's going on and showing just throngs of people crossing, you know, walking over the Rio Grande where it's super shallow. You just step on it, barely gets to your knees, and they're just coming over, and there's not enough Border Patrol to stop them. And yet people have forgotten all about it. It's just, I can't believe how much stuff has gone south in just 5 months that Biden has been in office.
It's five incredible. Months. That's five it. Months.
Think of the damage he can do in the rest of the term.
Oh, my God. And we have 3.5 more years of this garbage.
Oh, my God.
I cannot.
Holy crap. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to point out that Brad Pitt got joint custody of his kids. This is 6 years since that they've been having this divorce battle.
Really?
Years. Has it been going on that long? Yeah.
I did not. Wow, that long. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what, she accused him of abuse and all this other stuff, like alcoholism and everything else? Like there's all
sorts of... Yeah, but she wasn't able to like pony up enough evidence. And then I guess the judge in the case said, your kids aren't allowed to testify or whatever. And so she was mad about that. But I mean, I was like, my God, these kids must be almost 18 anyway. Like
what does it matter?
By the time we sort this out, they're not even going to be kids anymore.
Right.
And they've been living. There's a couple that are 12 still. And so, you know, who's now going to get to see them?
But he hasn't been able to see them for 6 years.
I guess not. Well, I don't know. He hasn't had custody. He hasn't had like actual time with them. I think he's been able to see them, but not without strict rules and all that.
What a disaster. What a complete disaster.
God. Sometimes being like a super famous rich person isn't all that great.
Right. You're absolutely right, Ma.
Not that I would know. I'm just saying. It seems like it's not very great for them.
What? You're not a super rich famous person? You're not?
Just want to make sure that that's clear.
Completely perplexed by that.
I know. It's amazing, right? I feel like I have an echo. Do I have an echo to you?
I don't feel like you have an echo.
Okay, maybe it's just in my own ears. All right. There was a video. You know who Christopher Rufo is? Christopher Rufo.
I don't.
He's a guy that's super outspoken about CRT right now. He's like one of the thought leaders, I guess, in the industry right now. People who are speaking out against CRT, really fighting it in schools. He's the guy that people send all the like, oh my God, look at what this corporate training looks like. Here's all the... People guys, like whistleblow to him.
You guys know what CRT is, critical race theory. I work in corporate America now, and I hate it when people speak in acronyms. It drives me crazy. I love you, Mock, but it's just whenever somebody like sends me an acronym at work, I'm like, oh. And so I'm always like, can you tell me what that is? And so, yeah, so that's the only reason I said that, because there may be one person in here that doesn't know what CRT is. So I just wanted to point that out.
Go ahead. Somebody says I have an echo. I don't know what to do about it.
I don't hear your echo.
All right. Well,
I don't hear it.
People do. I hear it and it's annoying. Anyway.
Okay. So anyway, so this guy, he's a big CRT. Anyways, go ahead.
And he's great. He's absolutely terrific. He does. I mean, he's really doing a lot to make sure that people are aware of like how ridiculous CRT is. And so he was on with Mark Lamont Hill. Remember Mark Lamont Hill?
Oh, I do remember him. Yes.
I forgot that he existed sort of until I saw this clip the other day. They Mark Lamont Hill, I don't know if he has like a TV cast of some sort, but anyway, his guest was Christopher Rufo. And so they were talking about CRT, and the clip that I saw is of Mark Lamont Hill saying, "Let me ask you something. What do you like about being white?" This was the question. And I was like, what an insanely idiotic question. And to Christopher Rufo's credit, he was like, I can't answer that because I don't even agree with the framework of what you're asking. Like,
right.
I have no answer to that because I just completely disavow that that's even a thing to have a like about. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't occur to me. So then all the CRT supporters were all like, oh, he can't answer that question because he's racist. And the fact that he refuses to answer it shows that he has so much white privilege and he doesn't even have to think about what he likes about his race.
Of course.
And so Mark Lamont Hill was like, I can answer what I like about being black. I like this part of the culture and that part of the culture, this and culture that. And Christopher Rufo, after the fact, tweeted back to him because, of course, Mark Lamont Hill posted it. And he goes, peep his answer, everybody. Peep his answer.
What is that? What does that mean? You have to back it up.
Peep is like the young kids say.
Peep the telly.
Peep the celly was what my kids
peep
said
the
about
celly.
Look at
that's
the
what
celebration.
It is. I almost got it right. I got like one letter wrong. Peep the celly.
Peep so the celly means look at the celebration. But in this case, Mark Lamont Hill was like, look at this answer that Christopher didn't give. Uh-huh. So Christopher wrote back and he was like, you know what's crazy about this is that you and I have more in common than I do with some Swedish farmer or that you do with some dude in the Congo. That's what's so dumb about this question. And I loved that he put it that way.
Right.
Because everybody that's into CRT is constantly trying to highlight our differences.
Right.
And like make us stare at them in the face for some reason.
Right.
I just want to know the person. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit what color you are. Why are we so hyper-focused on this?
We've been screaming this at the top of our lungs since. And listen, we've talked about this forever. And I mean, my daughter's 11. And I remember like saying to my husband, I've said this before she was born. I was like, I don't want her to even know. I don't want her to be introduced to color and all this garbage ever. I don't want her to know about any of this stuff. I just want her to see people. And guess who taught her about color? And guess who taught her about division? And guess who taught her about all this garbage? Oh, that would be liberals. That would be these whack jobs who are driving it into her skull. And I'm the one who has to like unpack it and untangle it and like disassemble it every single day for her. I have to be like, don't listen to these people. Don't listen to these people. Don't listen to us. Listen to me. You know what I mean? Because none of this stuff matters. All it is melanin, honey. That's what it is. It's melanin. These people are whack jobs. I have to tell her that every single day. Because
yeah, but
people,
see, now you would be painted as racist for even saying that color blindness is a super racist concept.
I don't give a crap what they say about me. I don't
no, but
care.
I'm saying, but like you, we talk us talking about that. It's no longer a defense that works because they'll immediately say this points out the fact that racism is so systemic and we are in the default system. So we don't have to see color. Whereas they have to think about it constantly. It's so absurd on its face, but there is no defense. And it's just like Robin DiAngelo said in White Fragility, the more you argue, the more racist you are to them, right?
That's very,
so you
well,
cannot
that's,
win.
Well, that's super, win. That's super convenient for her when she's charging people $30,000 a pop for a workshop.
It's such a racket.
And when that workshop doesn't have any sort of end to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no end inside. There's nothing to be solved.
No,
she's just She's basically just like, you know what? Hate yourself. Now give me $30,000.
You're welcome.
It is a total effing racket is what this is. It's a racket for a white chick to be telling everybody that's white to hate themselves. Congratulations. You've made a great living off of telling other people to hate themselves. Well, up yours. I'm not going to hate myself. And I'm not going to teach my kid to hate herself either. That's not what I'm doing.
Thank you, Amy Starling. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amy. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
It's only going to get worse because now there's like, I can't remember what university, it's one of many, I think, at this point, is offering like a social justice undergrad degree and graduate degree. I mean, these are actual degree programs now. And every single company, every single school is, they're all about hiring DEI people, right? Like this is an actual field of study. It's an actual profession. People are making huge amounts of money promoting this level of division. It's insane.
The Biden border lies continue and the left gets very ugly towards Israel. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, California Congressman Mike Garcia joins me to explain how the border crisis is spreading further into the country. And I expose widespread hatred Democrats have for Israel. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody's like, I need some talks. I know, man. I know. I hear you on the talks. I do have a political talk from a black cop that I wanted everybody to hear because he's so great. I'm hoping that it's not all echoey and weird. So just tell me how it sounds, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Critical race theory in under a minute.
It's good.
Priscilla conveys that if you are white and have European backgrounds, you have succeeded because of your color and you have oppressed people of color. Thusly, people of color are wronged, and if they fight back, they are morally right. Simply put, this categorizes all white people into the category that just because you're white, you have succeeded because of your color, and just because you're white, you have wronged people of color and oppressed them. And secondly, it categorizes all black people or people of color and saying that you all have been wronged, and if you fight back, you're morally right. How does this promote unity? This is disunity. And how is this not an evil construct? I'll wait. Wake up, America. This cannot be Common Core education. There's an agenda afoot.
I love when I see these folks speaking out. It's so important that they do it, right? It's
right.
So important that we hear from the black community about why this is so dumb.
Right. I love him. I love that he's a cop.
Right. I just, everything about that is so fantastic.
Right.
You're a Gen Xer. I'm a Gen Xer.
That's right.
You're going to love this Gen X chick saying, giving us all a Gen X update. Are you ready?
Yes.
And now it's time for a Gen X update. It looks like broomstick skirts and long prairie dresses are back in with combat boots. So Gen Xers, feel free to wander the streets as though you've been in style this whole time. Not that you give a fuck, because you don't. Next up, coffee still exists. So hooray. It would appear that we are being called boomers again because Gen Z is trying to turn millennials into geriatrics and they've forgotten that we exist. Just let them fight amongst themselves and they'll forget we're even here. The secret to younger looking skin has been touted as a 12-step skincare routine, but it's actually ads featuring 20-somethings who have enough collagen and elasticity to not need a 12-step skincare routine.
So true.
Also,
so
we started this shit with Nonzima, Stridex pads, Clearasil, and Seabreeze. This just in, people are garbage. And that's all for tonight. Just remember, we're Gen X and we're not mad. We're continually disappointed and
it's
also mad.
It's true. It's so true. I love her.
So disappointed.
I freaking love her. We could totally be friends with her.
Right? Totally.
We're not mad. We're just continually disappointed.
Those are the talks that I have for everybody.
Those are the
today.
Talks, you guys. Those are great talks, Mock.
So we're still doing this tomorrow and then you're leaving after?
Yes. And tomorrow is my moving day, but I'm here for you guys because I love you. You are my priority. I'm
and
here.
And it'll be the last day that everybody is going to see that amazing painting behind you.
Yes. I mean, it's such a great painting.
You guys are going to miss that.
You're going to miss this. And then what's going to happen after that next week, you're going to see wood paneling in my cabin.
Woo!
I know you guys are really excited about that. So that's what you're going to see. I'll be moving to Texas tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
It's tomorrow. It's happening tomorrow. So we're going to be on the road this weekend. Everybody balls. I don't know why Andreas just said turtle sex, but that's what he said. Turtle sex. I don't know why he said that.
Why would you say something like that to me? That's mean.
I don't know why you said that. All right. So everybody, you guys have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend.
Seriously. And don't forget also, I mean, we'll be here tomorrow, but don't forget, we'll remind everybody tomorrow again that next Tuesday, we're going to be on at 7 a.m. Eastern instead of 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Okay.
That's right.
Sleep in a half hour.
But we'll see tomorrow. But we'll see you tomorrow, okay? And it'll be my last day of being purple. Okay, I'll try to wear something black. So it's purple.
What color are you wearing today?
I'm wearing royal blue.
Okay, well that's not. It's pretty good then.
Right, it is pretty good. Right, it's like I don't know why it worked today, but it worked. So, but we'll see. We'll see you tomorrow. So you guys can we talk about the trip. We'll talk about everything. So bring it in, you guys. Bring it in. You guys have a great Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
More people on the left want to decriminalize shoplifting, and the Wuhan lab theory is looking more plausible every day. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and hopefully leave you laughing along the way. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.